Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Santos will screen down, gets the ball, guarded by Thompson. Screen for Pajemski. He's open right side. It's a three ball, and it's good! Pajemski from downtown, 109-106. Warriors up by Trey. He's going to hand it to Brandon.
Hey.
Brandon, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What a win, huh?
Yeah.
Man. Wow.
Crazy. We competed. I don't know how many guys we had, 10, but a lot of guys haven't played a lot of minutes in the NBA before. And I think our team as a whole, when our back's against the ball, we find a way to win most nights. And, you know, it was case in point last year when we got Jimmy, our back's against the wall, to make the playoffs. And, you know, you start to feel it as a player now. It's kind of like now or never. So just fight. Keep your composure. We knew if we didn't turn it over and we didn't send him to the free throw line, we'd have a pretty good chance to win. And we did that, 15 free throws, which isn't bad. I don't know how many turnovers we had, but, we just collectively did it. And super proud of the guys that came in and played and found a way to win.
How important was it for you guys to get off to a good start tonight?
I think it's important in any game, but it's ultimately how you sustain it. You saw it against L.A. the other night. We were clicking on all cylinders the first half, and the second half, foot off the gas. So you always want to start good, but you also want to find ways to maintain it and withstand runs. And I think the thing I'm most proud of our group is when they went on runs from our turnovers or whatnot, we found a way to get a stop or a bucket to get the crowd out of it. So we executed well. Each quarter down the stretch, and I think we deserved to win this one.
You did deserve. You were the aggressor, the better team all night long, and you had a clutch three-pointer in overtime, followed up by a beautiful drive to the rim at 5 points. What allows you, you think, to stay calm and excel in those situations?
Yeah, I think we could get into the nitty-gritty of the psychology of sports and stuff like that, but whenever I'm on the bench or I come out during timeouts, I just tell myself and find ways to be calm. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is just a kid's game that we're playing. So I just tell myself, be calm, everything's okay, and just go out there and have fun. And, you know, I think ever since I've been doing that, things have gone my way. And it allows me not to press with missed shots, turnovers, or whatnot. So,
you know, it's interesting. You had a great game. De'Anthony Melton was great tonight. But I want to get your thoughts on what a cool night it's got to be for L.J. Cryer, man, to come back to his hometown, get 12 points tonight in 20 minutes, and help this team win.
Yeah, I actually had a good time last night with L.J. We went to the Houston Cougars game against Baylor last night, and he got his Big 12 and Final Four ring, so that was pretty cool and special. He obviously just had a kid, so he hasn't been getting much sleep, but just a special place. I mean, Houston, where he made his mark, how he got to the league, and coming in four threes, you know, playing his butt off against Reed, who was, you know, killing tonight. You know, he used, I think, all six of his fouls wisely, and I think it just helped us, you know, down the stretch.
Well, Brandon, great job tonight. 10 of 18 from the floor, 4 of 8 beyond the arc. 9 rebounds tonight, 1 assist, 26 points, and those two big clutch baskets at OT. Go celebrate. That's a great win. You can celebrate that one.
Yes, sir. We'll see you in OKC.
All right. That's Brandon Pajemski, our post-game guest, and we thank him for coming by. What an emotional and great win tonight for Golden State. Well, the Warriors win tonight. A great win in Houston. Final score tonight for the Warriors was 115-113 in overtime. So many roller coaster moments in this game. Too many to go through chapter and verse, but we'll get to a couple. Warriors got off to a great start with the group that they had. Of course, tonight coming in without Steph Curry, without Jimmy Butler, without Kristaps Porzingis, who is here but unable to dress tonight. Seth Curry still sidelined with a nerve irritation. Gary Payton was scratched at the last moment. Moses Moody with a right wrist sprain, and Will Richard with a right ankle sprain. So missing all of that, roughly 90 points, 20 boards, and so on, they scrapped their way to a win. And they've got minutes out of their bench tonight, and I think they took advantage of a couple of the Rockets' weak points on defense tonight. They attacked Shepard, they attacked Şengün, though Shepard was fabulous with 30 points tonight. for the Rockets and was a plus 11 when he was on the floor. So even though the Warriors attacked him for points, he still was a guy that kept the Rockets going tonight. And Clint Capela was also a plus 11 in only 12 minutes of court time. That's impressive if you like plus minus, and sometimes I do. All five starters in double figures tonight for Golden State. Draymond with a stellar game. 10 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, and a steal, all while guarding Kevin Durant tonight. 14 for Gee Santos, 6 boards, 6 assists, 17 for Al Horford, 7 of 15 from the floor, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 23 for DeAnthony Melton. He had 6 rebounds at 26 for our postgame guest, Brandon Pajemski, who had 9 rebounds. In short, the starters had 32 rebounds tonight. 32 of the 47 rebounds were gathered in by the starting five for the Warriors tonight. Rockets had 23 from Kevin Durant. I mentioned the 30 from Reed Shepard. He has 61 points in 2 games against Golden State. 17 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds for Alperen Şengün, but he shot 8 of 20 from the floor. Jabari Smith didn't make a shot. He was 0 of 8, but he did have 11 rebounds on the night. 18 points, 10 boards for Amen Thompson. He added 5 assists and 4 steals tonight. And I just thought the Warriors played a really intelligent game tonight, and they did the things they had to do, and they came out with energy. You know, they outscored the Rockets in the paint, which should not have happened tonight, 60-48 in the paint. They were outscored in second-chance points, 23-17. But when you're playing a team that's gobbling up 39% of the offensive rebounds available, to be outscored only by 6, that's a win. That's a big win for Golden State. Both teams made 14 threes tonight. The Rockets took 2 more shots, and the Warriors and the Rockets both finished 11 of 15 from the free throw line. And so there's just a lot of little things that happened tonight that allowed the Warriors to win, getting stops when they needed to, putting some pressure on the Rockets on the offensive end. And it's one of the best wins the Warriors have had, not just this year, but in recent time. Just an outstanding win. Now all of a sudden this road trip looks totally different, with Oklahoma City on Saturday and then at Utah on Monday with Chicago on the back end. Maybe you get Porzingis or Richard or Moody back on this trip. As we know, they're all kind of day-to-day, as isn't everyone. But this, again, just can't say enough what a mood lifter this will be for Golden State tonight, and they get a great, great win.